Hey, listeners, we've got a gnarly question today from Brad in San Diego. Brad is a software developer and surfer who wants to start a side business creating and selling eco-friendly surfboard wax made from natural ingredients. All right. What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau. I love hearing about your ideas and the state of your side hustle or small business or medium-sized business, whatever the case may be. We've had a lot of people over the years go from side hustle to small business, sometimes to medium-sized business, people building six-figure and multi-six-figure side hustles. So it's not just about earning small amounts of money. It's about creating something that can truly change your life and maybe also, you know, improve the state of the planet as well in other people's lives. So that's what Brad's trying to do here with his eco-friendly surfboard wax. Let's help him ride the wave to success by considering how he can source sustainable materials, test the product, and create the right connections, perhaps with local surf shops or somebody else. Let's see what we can do and listen to his question. That question's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hey there, this is Brad from San Diego, a software developer by day and an avid surfer in my free time. I'm also a member of a local beach cleanup group and passionate about preserving the environment. And I want to start a side business creating and selling eco-friendly surfboard wax made from natural ingredients such as beeswax and organic coconut oil. The only problem is, I guess there's more than one problem because I don't have any idea how to do it. What are the key steps I should take to source sustainable materials or test my product and establish connections with local surf shops? I hope you have the answers.
Brad, I am stoked to have you on the show. This idea of eco-friendly surfboard wax could be a good way to combine your passion for surfing with a commitment to the environment. Now, here on Side Hustle School, we're all about practical, right? I want to look at, you know, how does it actually work? How do things come together? So whenever we have a project like this, you know, where there is a manufacturing component, it's helpful to divide it in two phases. And those phases are production and marketing. Like, we need to create the product, we need to market the product. Now, they don't necessarily have to happen back to back. In fact, you should be thinking about the marketing from the outset. I always encourage people, like, let's make sure there's a market for this. Let's make sure people are going to buy this before we spend a long time making it. But nevertheless, like, if this is your idea and you're like, what is the step-by-step plan? Well, you're going to have to develop the formula, make the actual wax, whatever's involved with that. I did some quick research and saw that there are, you know, the traditional ingredients are, you know, beeswax, coconut oil, tree resins. So I don't know, you know, how sustainable some of that is and what the eco-friendly alternative is. That's your job. You got to figure it out. And then maybe put it to the test as well. You know, get some other surfers to try it in different conditions to ensure that it provides traction, durability, all the good things that surfboard wax is supposed to do. So again, all that is phase one. Phase two, when you're ready to bring your product to market, connect with local surf shops, other businesses, pitch your eco-friendly surfboard wax, show the benefits of your product, explain how it aligns with the growing demand for sustainable gear. Maybe some samples are good, maybe a promotional campaign, buy one, get one free. You know, could be some surf-related events that you need to go to, like competitions, beach cleanups, anywhere you can network with surf enthusiasts and showcase that product. You know, there's a lot to be done there, of course. And then you want some kind of online campaign. I mean, we could talk about it for a long time, but just to kind of wrap it up here for now, two components, manufacturing and marketing. Don't wait too long to think about the marketing. Let's make sure there's actually a market for it. But either way, good luck, Brad. May the swell be ever in your favor. All right, listeners, if you've got a question or an idea, something you're trying to work on, most likely something quite different from this, but who knows, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Love to know what you're up to. And of course, I've got a new episode for you every single day. It's all completely free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.